Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The next two Mishnahs continue speaking about random halachas that have a remez, a hint to in a pasuk, but they're not actually based on the scriptural source. Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses a certain type of tumah. A woman, after having relations, would need to go to the mikveh, and if she would discharge the zera, the semen, then she would become tameh all over again and be required to go to the mikveh again. And this would last as long as it was still potent inside of her, that it can still cause her to conceive. The Mishnah discusses the length of time that this is. Minayin lepeleta shichva zera, b'yema shlishin shehi tameh. How do we know that a woman that discharges the shichva zera, the semen, b'yema shlishi, on the third day after relations, shehi tameh, that she's still going to become tameh up until 3 days later? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, when the Torah told the people to be prepare themselves for Matan Torah, to receive the Torah, the pasuk says, "Heyu nechaynim l'shleishes yamim." You should prepare yourself for 3 days, that they were told to separate husband and wife 3 days before Matan Torah. This is so the woman would have a chance to become tahar in preparation for receiving the Torah. So we see here that this tumah that can come from discharging the zera lasts for up to 3 days. The Mishnah continues with another halacha. In the times of the Mishnah, the common practice was to bathe a baby before and after a bris milah with hot water, and it was considered a sakana, a danger, not to bathe him with hot water before and after the bris milah. And even though that's forbidden to do so on Shabbos with hot water, but because of the sakana, because of the danger, it was permitted on Shabbos. So the Mishnah asks the source for this. Minayin shemarchitzen es hamila b'yem ha'shlishi shechalias b'shabbos. How do we know that you can bathe the mila, the circumcision, the baby with the circumcision, on the third day after the bris mila that falls out on Shabbos? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yihi b'yem ha'shlishi, and it was on the third day, b'yesim kayavim, while they were in pain from the bris mila. This was the city of Shechem in Parshas Vayishlach, that the people in Shechem all did circumcision, and on the third day they were in significant pain. So we see that there's a sakana, there's a danger on the third day that permits this washing in hot water, even though it was asur midrabbanan to wash in hot water on Shabbos. The Mishnah jumps to another halacha. Minayin shekashrin lashon shel zahiris bereish sar hamishtalech. From where do we know that we should tie a strand of red wool on the head of the goat that's mishtalech, that's being sent away? This was part of the service on Yom Kippur. They would send a goat off outside and push it down a cliff outside in the desert. So where do we know this tradition of the red wool that was tied on its head? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, is a pasuk in Yeshaya, im yucha te'ichem kashanim, if your sins are going to be like as red wool, Kashel Yalbino, I will turn them as white as snow. So that is a hint to this mitzvah of tying the red wool onto the goat's head. Mishnah Dalet continues with another halacha. Minayin lasicha shehi kishtia b'yom kippurim. From where do we know that regarding Yom Kippur, there's iser, we're forbidden to eat and drink? From where do we know that sicha, smearing on one's skin, like smearing oil on the skin, is kishtia, is similar to that of drinking, that it's forbidden to do on Yom Kippur? Afal pi she'ein raya ladavar, even though there's not a real proof from the pasuk, but zecher ladavar, there's a hint to it in the pasuk. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, v'tavei kamayim b'kirbay, and the water will come inside of him, into his stomach, u'keshemen b'atzmaisav, and like oil into his bones. And it compares like water being ingested to that of oil being smeared on the body, that is similar to that, that is considered like a form of drinking, and it would be forbidden to do so on Yom Kippur.